terrorist group have always been using new technologies at the same time as they're using more traditional ways of financing their activities. But this time, it's a widespread of new technologies. There is, in fact, that a terrorist group, starting with like ISIL, is definitely using all the new technologies that are available. So in the 90s, you had Al-Qaeda using the technology at that time, which was like some internet-related sites. And now they're looking at all the, like, the new social media that are out there, like Telegram or Flickr, or the one that are really providing for security to recruit, to incite people to commit terrorist acts, but also to finance terrorist acts.
So it's not just recruiting that's happening, it's more financing, there's moving of cash between accounts that's happening?
Well, I mean, they're doing both. What is more like being said in the media lately is that terrorist groups were using social media to convey messages, to being able to recruit sympathizers, to make them aware of some messages, to incite them to commit some acts. But what we've seen also lately is they've been using some social media platforms to raise funds. So they're using some, for instance, a crowdfunding website. So those are some platforms which are used in some messenger media platforms to actually raise funds, collecting from lots of donors. It kind of guarantees anonymity. And most of the time, the donors actually don't really know what it is up for. And there are a few cases of that where you see some very moving pictures that are posted there and say, please donate for that and that activities. And it turns to be actually either a complete sham, or the people behind it are actually collecting funds to send them to the terrorist group.
How exactly did you all track this and figure out that it was actually terrorist groups that were behind such activities?
Well, this was part of investigations. I mean, there was this case in November 2014 in France. It was called the Pearl of Hope. And it turned that, you know, do thorough investigation. And although, again, the people who are donating money are not necessarily involved in this because they don't know what ultimately the money is going to go for, but it turned that the people were connected to the terrorist groups, and that's how they actually identify, you know, that this this crowdfunding was actually being totally misused for financing of terrorism. But you know, you can also use the platforms to do all sorts of things, like buy weapons. It's also something that the terrorist groups have been using. There's still what we call the dark web, which is very easily navigable. It's completely open and public, but only really for the people who know how to navigate. And this is where you find like the most like a private, secure messaging, that are ways to actually where you can still find the possibility to actually buy weapons online.
Which are the member states that are currently threatened by this issue?
To be honest with you, there are no member states immune from terrorism, and there are no member states immune from financing of terrorism. So this phenomenon is actually being monitored by most member states very closely. Internet is actually used by such a huge number of people. And again, this is not the way to say that internet is not is a bad thing. I mean, internet is a wonderful way of communication. It's just that in the same way that we want to use it and make the most of it to, you know, exchange information, data, whatsoever, terrorist groups are just using it for their own purpose. And we've seen also some cases of people that have actually advocated or providing information to the people on how best to fund the terrorist group like ISIL. And there was a case of an individual in November 2015 who was actually charged in the US, in Virginia, for having providing material support to ISIL and having given a lot of information on how to use virtual currency in order to disguise the origin, be able to help funding ISIL. And they even developed a manual on how to use those type of new virtual currency in order to send funding.
What can the UN and other world organizations do differently to counter this?
The Counterterrorism Committee is actually now involved in both angles that I've mentioned, so the whole recruitment side as well as the financing side. What we're trying to do is making sure that there is a proper awareness by the social media platform of the danger of being misused, of conveying this kind of message of being misused for terrorist financing purposes, and developing some sort of public-private partnerships that are really necessary in order to mitigate the risk, close down some accounts if need be, or to make sure that they're cooperating with the national authorities in order to being able to trace the funds and prevent terrorists from accessing those funds. You don't need much money to commit a terrorist act, but you need a lot of money to sustain the terrorist activity. If you track those funds, and if you prevent them from acquiring those funds, then you're definitely going to have a serious impact on the terrorist activity.